Hello, wonderful people. Welcome back and thank you for tuning in into ICCS Cares podcast for our back to school series. Gradually, we are coming to an end of a very challenging year, but I might say kudos for coming this far. Continue to remain focused and determined till victory is won. In this month of December, we will talk about some wonderful things which will be of great help to us in the coming year. And for this week on our December series, we will talk about failure and how to cope with it should it occur. I know this will be very interesting for all of us, so why don't we get started? What is failure? Failure is an inevitable aspect of our lives. I say so because there have been instances where we have had things not going the way we want. We've all at a point had bad days and weeks. A time when we couldn't achieve a goal even when we thought we've worked really hard to make it work. There are also times in school when we've seen underperformance and failure in some of our classes. Or is it about failing a sports competition? Or any competition you've worked really hard for. Our teachers and parents may see our work or behavior to be unsatisfactory or unacceptable. Either ways, all of these situations can be very stressful for most of us to handle or cope. Some people are more able to quickly pick themselves up, clean the dust and continue to start all over again after these situations, whereas others find it difficult to cope. This means we only have different coping abilities and not that some people are better in any way than others. Those people have simply developed some positive attitudes and skills that help them to quickly turn their failures into opportunities. In simple terms, these people only see failure as a tool to learn and improve. How then do we cope with failure? Let's therefore look at some of the skills and demonstrate how we can develop our ability to cope better with failure. 1. Recognize and accept your emotions. Failure can be a very painful experience in the first instant. Give yourself a little time to grieve when you recognize your feeling. Take some few days to reduce the pain. Rise feeling strong and motivated and move on. 2. Don't see yourself as a failure. See and understand failure as a setback or a challenge in your life rather than tying your identity to it. Don't see failure as personal, rather as an experience or a learning process that does not change who you really are. 3. Think before you act. When failures occur, don't respond immediately because some wrongs cannot be made right and your response may only make the situation worse. Take time to think through the situation and consider several causes of the situation to help you determine ways you can appropriately respond. 4. Don't worry about what others may think. We live in a society where our successes and failures depend on what others think about us, which shouldn't be the case. Do you and define things in your own terms and ways based on what you want to achieve and not what pleases other people or without thinking about how others may perceive it. 5. Search for a lesson from the failure. Mistakes happen. Sometimes it's our fault, and at times it could be the fault of others. Sometimes the responsibility lies with no one. Study the situation carefully. identify and write down what went wrong to prevent future occurrence. And don't blame yourself too much when the responsibility lies with you. 6. Take the right amount of responsibility. Take responsibility for the factors over which you can control and don't be tempted to hide behind excuses. Don't think of failure as failure. Instead, think of it as life's way of showing you that you need to improve and how to do so. And that wraps up today's episode of ICC Air Cares podcast for our back to school series. Until I come your way next week, stay safe and stay healthy. It's a bye for now.